America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
Hurricanes Katrina and Rita have displaced hundreds of thousands of Americans who need not only food, housing, and cash, but most of all, they need jobs. Our government should act immediately to put these displaced Americans in the jobs that are now held by illegal aliens. President Bush should announce an immediate crackdown on employers of illegals and set up a hiring database to match up the unemployed with jobs. Our guide for dealing with the Katrina disaster should be Dr. Booker T. Washington's great speech at the Atlanta Exposition in 1895. Known as one of the most memorable speeches in American history, it is timely today. Dr. Washington started by telling the story of a ship lost at sea for many days. When it sighted a friendly vessel, it sent a desperate signal, "Water, water, we die of thirst." The friendly vessel signaled back, "Cast down your bucket where you are." The lost ship signaled again, "Water, water, send us water." And again the friendly ship sent the message, "Cast down your bucket where you are." After a third and fourth such exchange, the desperate captain finally took the other ship's advice and cast down his bucket. It came up full of fresh water from the mouth of the Amazon River. Booker T. Washington then admonished members of his own black race to cast down their buckets in agriculture, mechanics, commerce, domestic service, and the professions. Dr. Washington then gave a stern message to those of the white race who looked to the incoming of those of foreign birth and strange tongues and habits. "Cast down your bucket among our own people who have tilled your fields, cleared your forest, and built your railroads and cities." Booker T. Washington's speech wowed his audience and was widely reprinted all over the country. President Bush should stop looking for willing workers from other countries. Cast down your bucket in America and guide these displaced Americans to jobs now held by those who have no right to be in our country.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Do you believe corporations should be allowed to lay off American citizens and replace them with foreign workers at half the pay? Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for free information on what's happening to American jobs. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show and the man who decided to quit buying gasoline and just let tailgaters push him wherever he wants to go, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along with this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view. Americans have always been good givers. We have, no doubt, donated more to more causes than any nation ever did in the world. And you know, it's difficult to know what to donate to and who to donate to and who needs what. And I'm looking at some figures here that I thought were quite interesting. And remember during the Katrina hurricane, every time Fox News came on with another program, donate to the Salvation Army, and then they'd have this number that you could call or address or whatever it was. I'm sorry, it's Red Cross. Thank you, Jeff. Thanks for helping me, because that was going to mess my story up something terrible. That's the first mistake I have made since, let me see.
What time is it?
1940-something. I don't know.
Would you like me to start the show over with the music again?
Yeah, let's start.
Will you go from the top?
No, we can take it from where it is. I used to play in the band. And that reminds me, we had a tremendous band instructor named Melvin Pierman. And he'd always say, take it from a certain stanza. Well, I couldn't read music. I had a terrible time. And I could never, he said, take it from a certain beat. No, I never could figure that out. But anyway, we'll take it from where we are. Do the best we can with the equipment we have here. Okay. Anyhow, back during Katrina, every time that Fox News changed their programming, here was this big thing about how to donate to the American Red Cross. Just found out that Marcia J. Evans is president and CEO of the American Red Cross. And her salary for the year ending June the 30th, 2003, so that was a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, was $651,957 plus expenses. She does pretty well for herself working for the American Red Cross. Byron Gallagher is president of the United Way. And he doesn't get near as much money as Marcia does, but he did get $375,000, that's base salary, plus numerous benefits. Okay? Now, the commissioner of the Salvation Army is Todd Bassett, or Bassett, it's B-A-S-S-E-T-T. He receives a salary of $13,000 a year, plus he has a house to live in. Now, he manages a $2 billion organization on a $13,000 salary, for whatever that's worth. You know, I don't have all my Red Cross figures in here, but I did a little program on the Red Cross back at that time. And I'm not saying Red Cross is bad. I'm just saying I'm not sure they're as good as they could be, because I have letters and I have emails and I have phone calls from people who, and the way I got onto this was back many, many years ago. I was talking about the Red Cross to a World War II veteran at a coffee shop. And, boy, he unloaded. He says, I can't believe those people charged us for cups of coffee when we were over in, I don't remember where it was, but during World War II in Germany or France or someplace. He said, they were charging us for coffee. And then we found out that coffee and donuts were being charged for, and they were even, Red Cross was even getting their serial number so they could deduct that amount from their paychecks. But anyway, for whatever it's worth, Salvation Army, those people work for practically nothing. And it looks to me like, at least, that most of the money you give them, the best of my knowledge at least, is going to help those who are supposed to be helped. Now, taxes are a different thing. Taxes only help those who propose the taxes and make the taxes. We now have, believe this, believe it, in many rural towns across the country, we have view taxes. View, depending upon what kind of a view you have, depends upon how much the assessor is going to assess your property at. They give the example here of a guy named David Bischoff, B-I-S-C-H-O-F-F, and he has a one-room cabin, no running water, no telephone service. He's right out in the middle of a cow pasture. He has no driveway, but he does have a beautiful view. And for whatever it's worth, they have raised his taxes considerably. Not because his house is worth so much somewhere else, but he has a beautiful view. Now, this is in New Hampshire, and they tell me that in New Hampshire, many rural towns in New Hampshire are getting hit with this, but in other states as well. State officials say there's no such thing as a view tax. It's a view factor. And it's always been part of property assessment. In other words, the better the view you have, the more your home is worth. Really? What if you're blind? Did you ever think of that? Come on. State officials say that this is just a view factor. And they also say that vacation home buyers, people wanting to retire, they'll pay a lot more for a home that has a beautiful view. And, you know, you can kind of go along with that, to a point at least. But what they say they are needed now are standards for viewing value. A piece of land on the side of a hill that overlooks a 50-mile radius is going to be worth more than the same piece of land overlooking an industrial complex or a landfill. Really? In one case, the view added $140,000 to this particular piece of property that was worth $22,900. As a result, this property tax jumped from $500 last year to $3,000 this year after they reassessed it because of the view it had. Home appraisals are supposed to reflect a property's market value, and if you can see a long ways, hey, your house is going to be worth a lot more. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Jerry Brownfield Show.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Returned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition, and our number is 1-800-973-3779. I mentioned this Red Cross thing, and how much more. Let me go back and do it again. Marcia Evans is the president and CEO of the American Red Cross. Her salary is over almost $700,000. United Way guy gets $357,000 a year. But the Salvation Army, their commissioner, the person that actually manages this $2 billion organization, gets $13,000 a year and a place to live. A house, I guess. I don't know, but it says a house here. Anyway, we have been flooded with phone calls from people that have horror stories from the Salvation Army, mainly folks who have been involved in the armed service. Did I have a trouble?
We're going to take it from the top here,
Take it
there.
From the top. Jeff, if it wasn't for you, I would be in a mess. I tell you what, we worked cattle all day yesterday, and it was dusty. We work inside a barn, and it was dusty in there. And I think my brains have kind of clouded up or something. But anyway, sorry about that, Salvation Army, Red Cross. Salvation Army and the United Way. I get you guys confused, but these horror stories were coming in from mainly people in the military that had dealings with the Red Cross. And I'm going to let the Red Cross rest today. We've got other things to discuss, so let's let them go. Maybe another day you can unload on them. In the meantime, back at the ranch, we're talking about these views, how great this view is and what your home is worth if you have a good view. They call this a view tax, but the taxers say it's not a view tax. It is a view factor. And no matter where you live, your home is worth more if you have a good view. Okay, so home appraisers say this reflects a market value because people move into areas just because they have a good view. People build up on the bluff so they can see the river. People do this and that. They get up on a mountain so they can see for 100 miles. That house is worth a lot more on the assessor's books because they have a good view. They tell us that the value of waterfront and water view homes is rising rapidly. See, it wasn't for me. I want to look at the ocean. I've seen the ocean. I'm kind of like the old gentleman that saw the ocean for the first time. His boy said, well, what did you think of it? He says, I thought it'd be a lot bigger. You can only see just a little bit of it. And who wants to watch that water all day long? I don't know. But anyway, waterfront properties are worth a lot more if it has a good view. In New Hampshire, the state has no general income tax, no general sale tax, results in high property taxes, and who has to pay? the property owner, and it's the homeowner. I don't know how their property tax are assessed, but I'll bet you you could be a rich millionaire with a lot of money and have all that money in certain assets other than property, and you wouldn't have to pay a dime in property tax. And here's some old kid out here is trying to buy a home and pay for it, but he has a good view and six kids, and his property tax is going way up. Anyhow, let's take a break. We'll be back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
For over a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called tarsal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankles. Additionally, my calves ached. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon GH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks, using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80, the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
And we have returned. We've discussed from time to time the Animal Liberation Front, and the FBI has considered the Animal Liberation Front a terrorist organization. As you know, the ALF has destroyed property. They have literally torn up, I believe they set several laboratories on fire, if I remember right. But anyway, Jerry Vlasic, V-L-A-S-A-K, Vlasic, is a spokesman for the Animal Liberation Front. He is he claims that he is a farmer vivisector, that's people that experiment on animals, and he's the press officer of the North American Liberation Front. Somehow, the Senate Committee on Environment and Public Works had him come in and address the Senate, or that Senate Committee. And here's what he said. He says, killing medical researchers was morally justified to save laboratory animals. Now, he says this in front of the United States Senate. Okay, not the entire Senate, but a Senate committee. He compared the life of lab animals to African-American slaves and the Jewish victims of Nazi concentration camps. Here's his comment. Quote, I don't think you'd have to assassinate too many vivisectors. These are scientists performing animal experiments before you would see a marked decrease in the amount of this kind of experimentation on animals. And I think for 5 lives, 10 lives, 15 human lives, we could save millions, 2 million, 10 millions of non-human lives. So this is the way these people think. This is the way these people operate. He says the actions of underground activists who care enough about animals to speak out in no uncertain terms and at times to risk their own lives and freedom have a message that is most urgent and one that deserves to be heard and understood, he said. Often underground animal liberation speeches and actions either go unreported in the media or uncritically vilified as violent or terrorist. It's not violent, I guess, to shoot scientists, huh? With no attention paid to the needless and senseless suffering that industries and individuals inflict upon animals. Now, this guy says this in front of a Senate Committee on Environment and Public Works, that killing medical researchers is morally justified to save laboratory animals. And for, when we're talking of laboratory animals, most of the laboratory animals are one of three species. They're mice, rats, guinea pigs. So they used to use hamsters some. I don't think they do so much anymore. Mice, rats, and guinea pigs are mainly the main laboratory animals. But anyhow, that's the way the Animal Liberation Front thinks, and that's why they are justified in doing what they're doing. At least that's what they tell us. I have another letter from Mount Ida here, and it has to do with the Ozarks catching on fire. Extreme wildfire hazard today and tomorrow. And my letter from Mount Ida goes on like this. When I hear this on the news, can't help but wonder if that crap from the chemtrails, which they've been spraying in my area since November 2004, contains flammable chemicals. For those of you who know anything about the Wildlands Project, you know that the Ozarks are high priority to the eco-freaks, one of Nature Conservancy's last great places. Just thought I would mention that little detail as I sat here at 3 o'clock in the morning worrying over nothing. Personally, I don't think that being turned into a crispy critter is nothing. But what do I know? We have a president. This is the good part. We have a president wringing his hands and ready to confiscate our firearms over 64 so-called bird flu deaths worldwide. Something is rotten in Denmark. I suppose he really would have a conniption fit if someone nudged him and reminded him that statistically, the medical profession killed over 685 people in this country yesterday. Why isn't he ranting and raving and calling a quarantine on them? Asking Congress for over $8 billion to help the military quarantine us, force us to have vaccinations containing God only knows what, and come into our homes and remove our weapons. Remember New Orleans? I'll bet the dummies give him what he asked for. Now, for whatever it's worth, I was getting letters from this same Mount Ida writer before the last election telling me how bad I was for telling my listeners the truth about Bush and Kerry. Now, don't you guys wish the Constitution Party was in the White House? That's all I wanted to do was get the Constitution Party in the White House. And speaking of Kerry, I will assure you, if we had kept the Republican House and Senate, Kerry would have been hamstrung. He would not have gotten nearly as much done as Bush has gotten done. But nevertheless, we have a president now who has ready to confiscate our firearms over 64 so-called bird flu deaths. And he would be spending over $8 billion to help the military quarantine us and force us to have vaccinations. Let's take a break. We'll be back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. I still like the Constitution Party.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hoffman has been in business for 25 years at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Now, this coming Monday, November the 7th, Wendell will be holding the second edition of his anniversary calf and yearling sale and barbecue dinner. Wendell's expecting another 3,500 head for the November 7th sale, and many of the early consignments are carrying the white tag vaccination program. Linhart Farms will be in with about 400 fancy black and black Baldy calves weighing 450 to 550 pounds. Marvin and Monty Reed have consigned a 250 head string. Bruce Crumpacker will sell 125 head string. Brad Ayers is selling 150 head, and 5 Mile Farms have consigned 70. The Moffitt Farms will be in with a 200 head string. That's 1,200 head of black and black Baldies, all white tagged along with many other top quality healthy calves, all born and raised in North Missouri. That's for the special calf and yearling sale at the Milan, Missouri, coming up this coming Monday. That is November the 7th at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction.
Doctors, dentists, eyeglasses, prescriptions. It's so expensive.
I just can't afford health insurance.
My benefits at work have been cut again.
What do you mean it's not covered anymore?
You want the best health care for you and your family, but the high cost can make it almost impossible. Up until now, introducing Medical Connect One, the health care discount program that makes medical, dental, eyeglasses, and prescription costs truly affordable. Medical Connect One is a network of over 500,000 health care professionals who have agreed to cut their prices by 20 to 60%. For less than $1 a day, you and your entire household are protected. Medical Connect One is not insurance. Simply present your card at a participating provider's office and save 20 to 60%. There's a 24-hour hotline to help you find the right doctor in your area. Call now to receive your first month free. Call 800-670-0315. That's 800-670-0315. Not all services available in all states.
Recently on the Derry Brownfield Show, we talked with Charlie Stewart about his DVD, Alternative Power Video, and how he and his family have built their own house and live off the grid using solar power and biodiesel.
Jeff, there are no power lines whatsoever on our place here. Our plan was never from day one to be hooked up to the electric company. I had no electrical training, no framing, no building, no plumbing, no heating. None of that kind of training whatsoever. I just had a desire. I just wanted to do it. We're now in our sixth year. It has been the most satisfying thing I think I've ever done in my entire life, and it just gives me so much joy. I want to share it with anybody and everybody that will listen to me.
Alternative Power Video in DVD format only is 70 minutes long for just $24.95. To order, send check, cash, or money order to Power Video, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. For credit card orders, go to AlternativePowerVideo.com.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who says, a pessimist is just an optimist with experience. Derry Brownfield!
And we have returned. Just before the commercial break, I said, yes, I still like the Constitution Party. The Constitution Party, what was his name?
Peruca.
Peruca. Peruca. Always had trouble with that name. But those guys understand the Constitution and would put us back in a constitutional form of government, which we have the same as lost today. And you say, well, but they didn't have a chance. No, they didn't. You remember when Ross Perot was going to run as president of the United States? You see, as we mentioned the other day, this whole thing is under the control of a group of unknown individuals. And if you were listening one day earlier, was it this week or last week? I don't remember. But I talked about the people that are in charge, the middlemen. The middlemen are the ones that actually tell the president what to do, and that's Kissinger and George Shultz and those people. But they get their orders from higher up. And when Ross Perot, it looked like he had a good chance to win. Remember, he said, if you get my name on the ballot of every state in the nation, he says, I'll run for the president. And we got his name on the ballots of every state in the nation. And he was going to run for president. And then he held a press conference and said he changed his mind. Well, he didn't change his mind. Someone changed his mind for him. Now, whether they threatened to kill him, whether they threatened to harm his family, I don't know. But, you know, instead of saying, I've changed my mind, why didn't he come on the air and say, you know what? These people say that they're going to kill me or whatever. And name names so we know what's going on in this country. I mean, I'd have to do it. I've been around a while, and I'd say, well, if they do, they do. But you can't not let these people just run this country, and that's exactly what's happening here. Just like they're running this animal identification program. Now, this news release just this morning comes out. Wisconsin to require livestock registration. It's not just Wisconsin, it's every state in the nation. Wisconsin, however, becomes the first state in the nation to require registration of all places where livestock are kept. Now, I understand that some people, even here in Missouri, but around the country, are actually just signing up for this thing. I can't believe anybody would do that. But anyhow, it's the livestock location system, the first of three steps planned in many states across the nation. Then the next step is to register all the animals, and then the third is to track the animals throughout their entire life. Okay? Here's why Wisconsin is first on this. And I don't know what the other states have gotten, but Wisconsin has received $2.75 million. It's a grant from the United States Department of Agriculture to develop this system. Boy, those rich farmers, they get all the money from the USDA, right? Well, the rich farmers didn't get $2.75 million. It went to the states to, and this is just one state, to implement this animal identification program. It's a carrot on the stick. If you want that money, honey, then you're going to have to do what you're told. And that means we're going to have to get this animal ID program underway. Now, when Secretary of Agriculture Mike Johannes announced that the USDA was going to appoint a livestock industry consortium to operate the National Animal Identification System, there was no corresponding commitment for the government to pay for it. There's no funding for the program, okay? Presumably, the consortium will collect fees for its services from the participants. Who are the participants? Us dummies out here that own livestock. Simple as that. If the legal precedent of the Supreme Court ruling on the beef checkoff applies to the animal identification program, this is kind of interesting, then the fees collected shall be regarded as taxes. Remember, that was a Supreme Court decision on the beef checkoff. The fees imposed by order of the government. This would put the consortium in the position of being a tax collector. If a fee is imposed upon livestock producers without the explicit authorization of their representatives in Congress, then it will be taxation without representation. Now, why didn't the USDA provide funding in the first place? Well, only Congress can authorize such an expenditure. And it has not. Why not? Well, one of the first items Congress would surely ask to see would be a cost-benefit analysis of the program. Nothing like that's ever been made public. Should the promoters bring one forward, it would certainly be compared to the cost-benefit analysis of COOL, the country of origin labeling on beef. That would be embarrassing to everybody involved in this thing, except those of us, of course, that would like to see COOL go ahead and be implemented. There's almost a one-to-one relationship between those who support mandatory animal identification and those who oppose mandatory COOL. You see, it's the packers that want the mandatory ID for livestock, and it's the packers that don't want COOL. And it's the packers that are keeping the Department of Agriculture under control, because it's the packers that have infiltrated the Department of Agriculture, and it's the packers that pay for many of the re-election of their congressmen and senators. See, it's hard to explain why tracking an animal's country of origin is too expensive, but tracking every move that it ever made while it's here in this country is not. It's hard to explain why animal ID should be mandatory, but why COOL should be voluntary. The only way to avoid the embarrassing question is just not to ask. Not to ask Congress for funding for the animal ID, And if animal ID were subjected to congressional debate like Kuhl has been, the program probably wouldn't have passed in the first place. So there you have it. I don't know what's going to happen, but it's being forced upon us. It is being forced upon us, and it's another one of those situations where Congress had nothing to do with this, and you say, yes, but that's it's for the health of our consumers. It has nothing to do with consumer health. It has nothing to do with anything except people control and getting control of the entire livestock industry, as I've mentioned over and over and over again. I watched it happen in my lifetime. When I was a little kid, everybody on the farm raised chickens. Everybody had chickens out in the backyard that scratched into stuff and ate the things. And then the entrepreneurs took over the chicken industry. In the 1960s, I was with the Missouri Department of Agriculture's marketing division, and we literally put out every day a chicken and egg market report. There's no such thing as a chicken and egg market anymore. It's all under contract by just three or four individual corporations. Then we said it can never happen in the pork industry because, you know, those hogs, those old sows, they have pigs in the middle of the night when it's 10 degrees below zero, and you're not going to get that ever in a situation whereby you can hire that done with the kind of help that these corporations hire. Well, they got that done. Sows don't have pigs at 2 o'clock in the morning anymore. They all fare at the same time because it's all done through hormonal shots, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we no longer have a hog market. They have taken the hog market away. It was a lot of fun reporting hog prices back when I was a kid. I said, I don't understand how, I mean, when I started the network, I said, I don't know how people can get so excited over a football game and can't get excited over a livestock market. Or a grain market. Hey, there's money to be made here. Those football players, they can knock heck out of one another. What's the difference? One team's going to win, one's going to lose. Doesn't make any difference unless you're betting on them or on the team. But anyway, so it goes with the chickens and with the pork. And this is the only way that the Packers are going to be able to literally get control of the cattle is through this animal ID. And that's what they're after. And it looks like they're going to do everything in their ability to control the beef industry. Once they get the beef industry, they'll have it under control. And see, they already have this in Australia, the animal ID. It's already in Australia. It's already in the European community. They get the United States, then they'll still have Argentina and Brazil. But you watch, the same packers that are here in the United States are in Argentina and Brazil. They're everywhere. They have infiltrated the governments of these countries, and that's Zachary, what's going to happen. Let's see. I don't have time for my Jim Beers cut, because he said some interesting things yesterday, which I did not get to hear. Yesterday at this time, we were putting cattle through a chute, and we went through, about 70-some head yesterday, giving all of the shots and doing everything you do. And as a result, I didn't get to hear the program. But if Jeff and Jim Beers had anything to do with it, you can bet it was a dandy. And when we come back, I have kind of an interesting comment that came from that program. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making using bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
When was the last time you used Pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural Pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated Pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned Pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try Pure soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
And we have returned. Yesterday in my absence, Jim Beers and Jeff always do an excellent job. And I heard a little bit of the show that Jeff played for me this morning, whereby Jim Beers was accused by a caller of getting his biological degree from a Cracker Jack box.
Yeah, Jim, as far as the wilderness issues go, biological integrity and ecological integrity all depends on areas that are undisturbed. For you to be a biologist and to ignore all that and want to open everything up to logging, mining, and bulldozing and ranching, you must have gotten your biology degree out of a Cracker Jack box.
Okay, that's a good example, or a good example of how hard it is to talk about this. I think the challenge for the biologist is to figure out how to take the oil out of the ANWR, how to log, how to do mining and these other things, and still preserve the biodiversity is there. As far as I'm concerned, the term biointegrity is in the eyes of the beholder. Ireland is a beautiful place to live right now. They grow families and that. It used to be all trees. It used to be full of large moose and large wolves. And today it grows families and farms and horses and kids, and that's fine with me. The trick is to how to keep good plant and animal communities existing in the midst of good human habitation. I think that's the challenge, not to lock everything up and say, well, I'm a biologist, so I'm against everything. There's a big challenge in front of us, and the way to face that challenge is not to run and hide, but to go out there and make the United States in this next century and the century after the kind of place that it was for the last two centuries. It was good for people, good for animals, good for plants, good for our economy, good for families and everything. And biologists have a big role to play in that. And these kind of federal laws are not good for this country in the long run.
Well, the Bureau of Reclamation apparently does not understand our kind of biological diversity, according to the way I would do it and according to the way that Jim Beers would have it. Lake Berryessa is a lake in northern California, and recreation users at Lake Berryessa are being cut off from access, use of recreational choice. The Bureau of Reclamation is throwing out over 1,300 property owners and thousands of recreation users. The lake is the second largest motorized recreation lake in Northern California. It's a man-made lake, yet the Bureau of Reclamation wants to turn it into a wilderness lake. And the Bureau of Reclamation is taking the lead in getting rid of exclusive use. That means they really want no use of the lake. The new code word, no exclusive use. Now, the Forest Service is trying the same thing in other places. And the writer of this email says, what we need to do is call, fax, email Gail Norton, chief staff. Call, fax, email the deputy secretary. Call, fax, email the commissioner of Bureau of Reclamation, John Keyes, Mark Limbaugh, assistant secretary of Water and Science. Call, fax. Really? You're not going to get any help from any of this administration, whether it had been Kerry or Bush, because they're globalists and they're getting their orders from above. This is a worldwide plan. Study Agenda 21. It is written. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
I'm visiting with G.B. Oliver of Paragon Foundation. Tell our listeners about the Paragon.
We were very fortunate when Mr. Lineberry helped us set up this foundation that he endowed us in a way that we could run the infrastructure. So therefore, we don't have to take any monies that anybody contributes to this foundation and use it for anything other than to help the people down on the ground. One of the things Mr. Lineberry made me promise, 31 days before he died, when we sat down and we worked this out, he said, I want you to take this foundation and I want you to help the people that can't help themselves. And I made a commitment to him, and I will die with that commitment. And I can assure you that when you contribute any money to the foundation, it goes to those people on the ground and helping those people on the ground, every dime of it.
Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877, that's toll-free, 847-3443. Or go on the web at paragonfoundation.org. Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special cow and bred heifer sale this coming Saturday, that's November the 5th, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Now, Steve Foster will be holding a complete dispersal sale of 3 to 6 year old Angus cows. They're all bred to Angus bulls and they'll start calving in February. Edwards Farms, 129 head of black and black baldies and red, white face and Hereford cows, all bred to start calving in February. Flying Heart Ranch will be in with 50 Angus and black baldies, all to calve in a 60-day period. They'll start calving February the 20th. Now, these cows originated in Nebraska. Cecil Jensen is consigning 50 head of Angus cows. R&T Farms have consigned 75 head of blacks with a few Charolais. All offerings will be pregnancy checked. And many have had a complete vaccination program. Also, Bernard Charlet will be selling a few registered Charlet bulls. That's for the cow and bred heifer sale this coming Saturday, Saturday, November the 5th at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction.
And we have returned. There is a 3% excise tax on your telephone bill. Are you aware of that? Every month when we pay our telephone bills, we're paying a 3% federal, this is a federal excise tax, most of which goes, much of it, let's say, goes to the military. Anyway, the federal excise tax is itemized on our telephone bills. It was first imposed on toll calls. Guess when? I didn't even know they had telephones back in 1898. When did the first telephones... I mean, when I was a little kid growing up, it was kind of neat to have a telephone. Back in the 30s, a lot of folks didn't have telephones. But anyway, they say they first imposed a toll call, tax on toll calls, in 1898. In 1990, the telephone tax became permanent and was set at 3%. At that time, the legislation started that the revenue raised would be used to fund child care. But the fact is that all of this money goes to the general fund. So it's not earmarked particularly for child care, so the little kiddies out there don't get it. It goes in the general fund. Approximately one half of the expenditures from this budget are used to pay for the past and present military expenses as well as military plans for the future. While the federal tax on your monthly telephone bill is relatively small, this tax has raised nearly 80
$1.9 billion from 1996 to 2001. I don't know why they used those figures. It's about $6 billion per year since, they tell us. Anywho, the federal excise tax is itemized on each telephone bill, local and long distance. Prepaid phone cards include the tax in their cost. So federal regulations clearly state that the phone company is supposed to collect the tax, but has no power to enforce the collection. Their role is only to report the resister to the IRS. So if you don't pay your phone call, your federal tax, your excise tax, then you'd be subject to a call from the IRS. And I'm sure the IRS pays all of their taxes on their telephone bills. But anyhow, I thought that was kind of interesting. I wanted to share you with it. Also, I thought rather interesting as to how many bald eagles we now have. Those things are flourishing. There's eagles everywhere, all over this country now. And the Pacific Legal Foundation has filed a lawsuit to compel the Fish and Wildlife Service to act on its six-year-old promise to remove bald eagles from the endangered species list. This goes all the way back to 1999 when President Clinton held a press conference on the 4th of July weekend announcing that the species was recovered. In other words, there's plenty of bald eagles out there now, and they would be removed from the endangered species list. More than 6 years later, the bald eagle is still on the list, despite the fact that in May of 2004, the Bush administration official said the species would be delisted by the end of that year. And they were not. Anyway, you don't believe everything that our presidents and their administrations tell us. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service officially proposed to remove the bald eagle July the 6th, 1999. Under the Endangered Species Act, was required to complete the process, either by making the proposed rule final or by withdrawing the proposal within 1 year. Today, there are more bald eagles than there ever was in 1999, but it still has not been removed from the list. When the species are removed, the law requires that they be removed from the list to ensure that taxpayer-provided resources are only being spent on species that truly need protection, okay? Once the bald eagle is removed from the endangered species list, the species will continue to be protected by two other federal laws. One law is the Bald and Golden Eagle Protection Act. The other is the Migratory Bird Treaty Act. But according to the Fish and Wildlife Service, in the lower 48 states, they had only 500 mating pairs in 1960s. In 1999, when Clinton made his announcement, there were 5,700 nesting pairs. Today, there's over 8,200 nesting pairs, but they're still on the endangered list. And now it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near are far away. The good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds that we're
rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN.